All right, picture this scene. It's a beautiful 80 degrees. Weather is impeccable. Sun is out. The sky is completely blue. The clouds just look so puffy and beautiful. And I'm in Los Angeles. And I'm in a black Porsche in the passenger side. And he's got the top down. We're going down a perfectly manicured road. There's loud music playing. Palm trees on either side of the street. Like just tall, thin pillars of towering beauty all around me. And I'm saying to myself, oh my gosh, we're on our way to lunch. This guy could change everything for our dream. It's Throwback Thursdays, and it's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's go. All right, so I'm going to get to why this whole story matters to you. Follow me through this whole idea, okay? Stick with me. Now, this guy, I'm going to call him T for short. He used to work at AOL, and I was there shooting some video for one of their clients. And this was around the same time I was coming up with the Never Settle Show idea, and I was out pitching it. Now, part of my plan while in LA was to convince him that AOL should really get behind this show. And we end up going to lunch together, and we start talking about this idea, and he's like, dude, you need to take this thing and do it yourself and make it bigger. You know how to do this. You've been doing this stuff already. You're way ahead of others. For years, you've been doing it. You know how to use the latest technology. You can make it more interactive and create it yourself. Now, at the time, this is not what I wanted to hear. You know how you get a meeting, you pitch something, and you're like talking to a friend who can keep it real with you, and you're just like, we're buddies. It should be a no-brainer for you to kind of like pass me on, push me up the food chain, get me into the right spaces, the right people. And here he is telling me I should do this myself. What I wanted to hear was, wow, that's a great idea. I'll take this back to the team, and let's have a meeting next week to talk about how we could help you develop the show and carry it and help distribute it and market it and promote it so that we can get a lot of eyeballs to it. Because we're big. We're AOL. We're in Los Angeles. We make films and video out here. This conversation literally happened like just a couple years ago. And when I left that conversation and told Nicole, that's when she and I were both just like, okay, what? I had to try to make sense of this. So I was like, all right, we're going to be open and we're going to be flexible enough to try to deal with this news. It's really important. Takeaway number one, to really be flexible when you are getting news or you get feedback that you aren't anticipating or that you don't know it's going to happen. You want to make sure that this doesn't shut you down because it might just end up creating a pathway you never thought of. All right. So I want you to be much, much more open, much more flexible, much more aware of where it is you're trying to go without being so hell bent on the path or the direction in order to get there. This is a big takeaway because we spend so much time worrying or stressing or getting upset or getting attached to outcomes that we can't control that we end up actually missing what we are being nudged into, the proper path that we are being bumped, pushed, dragged into. If you believe in faith, if you believe in a higher power, then you know that even though it is raining, there's a rainbow that's about to present itself on the other side. So instead of focusing on trying to get to the rainbow, we need to let the rainbow come to us. So when these closed doors hit us and they hit us hard, don't let it knock you down. Make it work to your advantage. Be open. When it happens, say, this is the moment Mario's talking about. I'm feeling conflicted. I'm feeling like, okay, be open. Maybe this isn't exactly the way I wanted it to go down, but I should be open to this opportunity. Let's hear, let's receive the message. And then we can decide with the facts of that message what we want to do with it. But if we shut it down before we even get it, we might be missing the very pivot, the very change, the very push, the very pull that can make the big difference. I'm so thankful for that moment because on the flight back, I just remember being open and being flexible and saying, all right, we got to figure this out with the team and get this done. And thank you, T, because by pushing us to do it on our own, we now own the whole entire thing and history is still being made. So thanks, man. Be open, people, to a path that may not be the one you think you should take. And with that, now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.